I pick you up at the airport and try to hide the giddy anticipation that has been my constant companion since I got news of your intention to visit. We'd known each other for most of your deployment, and even though I knew that a real life happily ever after for us was as elusive as the clouds on a clear day, the idea of having you here in the flesh, finally being able to touch the man who had captured my heart against my better judgment, made me lightheaded. You're even better than your pictures, better than your emails and PMs and IMs would ever have let me believe. Your body's strong and sculpted the way a man's body can only be when you do actual work for a living. This is no gym body. This is a man's perfectly sculpted pecs and an absolutely gorgeous ass. I pick you up at the airport, and I had intended to show you around the city, but the sight of your body has made me hungry to get you alone first. So I decided to run us home and save the tour for after, when we were well fucked and sated. You dragged your bag into the house, and I marveled at your ability to pack your life into a duffel bag and carry it with you. Of course, I realized that it wasn't the entire contents of all your worldly possessions, but given your nomadic lifestyle, it was close. We walked into the front hall of my house, me ushering you in and shutting the front door with a bang. You dropped your bag on the floor and looked at me with a cheeky grin. "Oh, you do have the whole package, don't you, babe?" I whisper as my hands go to the zipper of your jacket and pull it down and away. Your jacket falls to the floor with a thunk, and your head bends down to capture my lips. Our tongues tangle together, and my heart skips a beat at the feel of your hands cupping the sides of my head, tilting my face up towards your mouth. Oh, I have wanted you for so long, and to have you here in front of me, with your arms wrapped around me, is more than I can believe. I feel your hands on my jacket, feel the zipper being pulled away, and then another thunk as it slid down my arms and onto the floor beside your own. My hands reach up to the buttons of your shirt, and I start to unbutton them, frowning at my fingers as they stumble in their excitement. I tug the fabric out of your jeans, and after undoing the first few buttons, I growl in frustration and end up pulling it off of you over your head. You chuckle deep in your chest at my impatience, and your hands wrap around my wrists to still their progress as they tug at your jeans to get them off of you. "Patience, sexy," you say, and you give my lips a sharp nip to punctuate that thought. "Wanted you for so bad, for so long, love." I'm nodding before I can think. "Want to take some time with your beautiful body. Want to take hours." This brings a whimper to my lips, and my hands strain against yours as my body pushes forward. I hear you chuckle again, and then your lips swoop down and take command of mine. You flip me around and push me against the wall of the foyer, and I feel your leg step forward and nestle itself between mine. You bend your knee slightly, and then I am riding your thigh, and you grab my hips and encourage me to grind against you. I comply with a slow stroke that seems to edge my arousal up, notch by notch, while giving no hint of relief in sight. I again try to grab for the buckle of your belt, and again your hands grab mine, and you stretch my arms up and out with your longer arms, pinning them to the wall. "Show me how much you want me, love," you whisper, as you press your lips near my ear so close that I can feel the tickle as you speak. "Please, babe." The whimper from the back of my throat is a sample of my need for you. "Want you so bad, babe, please." My head bangs back and hits the wall with a thud, and I moan as I feel your lips press into the oh-so-sensitive skin of my neck as you trace my collarbone. I feel the wet lick of your tongue as it pokes out a tiny bit and traces a line across my throat, and then slowly retraces the same path. You're still holding my hands in place, and I am intensely aware of your strength as I try to pull against your hold and find myself unable to move. Again, I moan, this time with increasing desperation. I want your cock filling my pussy, my mouth, my ass. I want you over me pressing down. I want so desperately to feel you inside, to feel the hot blast of your cum as you stake your claim. I pull against your hold again, but you are immobile, and my breath catches at the thought that you will let me go only when you are ready to. Another broken please escapes my lips, and I can hear the need in its broken sound. Your lips have not stopped their teasing caresses, and I can feel the curve of your smile as you hear me plead for more from you. Tease, I accuse, as for the third time I pull against your hold, and am again only reminded of your power. Your only response to my accusation is a cheeky, yep. And you pull my hands over my head and capture both of my smaller hands in one of your own, which leaves your other hand free to begin playing with the hemline of my short dress. It's much shorter than I would normally wear, and I wore it with the express purpose of driving you crazy. I can see by my current predicament that I was short-sighted, because I am the one being driven to the brink. Baby, my voice rises on a desperate note as I feel your hand tug the hem of my skirt up. I'm wearing only a skimpy thong and stay-up stockings underneath, so the curve of my ass is available for your touch, and touch you do. I feel the roughness of your hands against the soft skin of my ass, and I feel you dip your fingers into the cleft right before my cheeks part. I feel your caress, and I am intensely aware of your proximity to my most sensitive bits of flesh. My head has begun tossing against the wall, and my mouth is releasing a near constant stream of breathy whimpers, accompanied by the occasional moan as you explore the soft globes of flesh and the sensitive valley between them. A gasp of shock is wrenched from me when I both feel and hear you slap my ass. Get to the bedroom. I want you naked. I turn to obey and you grab my arm. Leave on the stockings. I feel another smack across my ass, and then you release my arm with a grin. I head to the bedroom, and when I reach the door, I look back at you over my shoulder and say, "You are so going to pay for that slap, baby." I pause for just a moment, and at your lifted eyebrow begin to remove my clothing as directed, but still mutter under my breath, "It's my turn." I take off everything but the stockings, just as you had requested. I can feel the cool air kiss my exposed skin. I look towards the doorway and start when I see you leaning up against the jamb. "Get on your hands and knees, love," you say, and you motion toward the middle of the very large bed. I go to the bed and get on hands and knees and look back over my shoulder to see what you are going to do. You're leaning in the doorway with a look of studied nonchalance, but I see the glitter of desire behind your cool facade. Your head lifts up, and I see that playful glint in your eyes again, and know that Tease is fully in charge. I grin back at you and wiggle my ass a second time. "Come and get me, soldier boy," I say with a husky growl. Again, I hear that chuckle of yours that I have become addicted to, and I watch you unbuckle your jeans and push them and your underwear down in one movement. I crane my neck to look at your beautiful nakedness, and I am in awe. So beautiful. The words come unbidden to my lips, and you grin at my look of awe and lust. Stretch your hands out in front of you, but keep your ass up in the air. I obey your command and feel like a pagan sacrifice, stretched out before you with my ass up and all of me offered up for your touch. I feel the first touch of your hands on my skin. Your hands are confident and sure as they glide over my back, waking up all my nerves and building the craving that has been simmering between us for so long. My skin feels hot, almost feverish, and I shiver as I feel your hands tap my thighs farther apart and then slide to the slick flesh nestled at the apex of my thighs. Maybe. My head drops down as all of my concentration focuses on the fire you are building as you play with my pussy. I feel your fingers make slow circles around my hole and dip quickly inside to gather my juices and then glide on to circle and play with my clit. Baby, please, baby, please. I'm hardly aware of what I'm saying. All I know is that I want you more than I have ever wanted anything in my life. You climb onto the bed behind me, and I feel the hair of your thighs touching my own soft skin. You hold your cock at the entrance to my pussy, and I feel you circling through my juices, and I moan my need. You really are an incredible tease. And if I could have gathered my scattered wits, I would have been contemplating all the ways that I was going to torture you to pay you back. But you have my wits scattered like leaves in the fall grass, and all I can do is moan. Finally, I feel your cock enter me slowly and fill me up. I gasp as my pussy clenches in gratitude, and I feel the glorious friction as you begin to pick up speed and fuck me in earnest. Your hands are on my hips holding me in place, and I feel you reach one of your hands to grab at my shoulder so that you can fuck me harder. Oh, God, baby. The sensations are almost too much to bear. The feel of your hands on me and your cock in my pussy. The whisper of your breath on the skin of my back. I feel surrounded by you, covered by your touch. Mine, you whisper, and now you are fucking me hard and deep, and I am moaning constantly. I feel my senses tighten and then tighten some more as my orgasm approaches with a grip like a fist, and I know that I'm holding my breath, forgetting to breathe as I get closer to my release. I hear your breath rough and panting behind and above me, and then you lean forward and bite long and hard at the skin at my neck, and that is the last touch that I need to push me into oblivion, and I am flying. Moments later, I hear you groan your own release and feel the pulse of your cock within me and the hot jets of your cum as they mark me yours. Both of us fall forward onto the bed. Your cock is still inside of me for a few more minutes as you soften, and by mutual agreement, we adjust slightly so that we are curled into each other as we drift off to sleep.